Wisconsin has a new state FFA president. I'm pharmacist Jenna Lee, and yesterday marked the completion of the 89th annual Wisconsin State FFA Convention. Just as the convention was coming to a close, Amelia Hayden of Bigfoot FFA was named the 2018 to 2019 FFA state president. I caught up with Amelia to chat about her background and her plans as president.
Unlike most FFA demographics, I actually did not grow up on a farm, but I was still widely involved in agriculture in 4-H growing up and then joining FFA once I got to high school. And where I mainly started my SAE, or supervised agricultural experience, was in the area of agriscience research. So during high school, I competed in a lot of agriscience fairs, filled out agriscience research proficiencies, and was able to do more research into problems that are facing the agriculture industry today and kind of bring a unique spin to my agricultural story.
And what really made you decide to run to be a state officer in the first place?
I saw that the impact students were having in their own chapters and wanted to showcase that on a state level and showcase all of the amazing things that FFA members are doing in their individual chapters, as well encourage FFA members to show all of the things that they can accomplish within the FFA organization as long as they choose to work for it.
What is your mission as president for the upcoming year?
So I have a couple of things I'd like to focus on. First of all, we just had a 39-year membership high with 21,173 FFA members across Wisconsin FFA. It would be really cool to get that to a 40-year membership high in this upcoming year, but actually we are just about 300 members short from having an all-time membership high. So that's maybe even a little goal off to the future that would be really awesome. Along with that, I'd also like to work with alumni more. I really enjoyed my experiences working with alumni during this past year and kind of connecting students to their local chapter. In addition, National FFA has recently started a program with companies where they can start an FFA affiliate. So earlier this spring, I toured CNH Industrial with a local FFA chapters and their alumni affiliate, and that was a really cool experience and cool event that they put on. So I'd like to see more of that happening with more company alumni affiliates.
Now, being a vice president last year, you've had to juggle school, and now being president, you're going to be even more busy. So how do you plan to juggle your school activities with FFA?
I think time management is the biggest key, and also realizing where your priorities lie. So I definitely will be 100% committed to FFA members, and regardless of where I have to schedule around, I will be there for them. In addition, you can take online classes and actually get internship credits for being a state officer. So those will be ways to lighten the coursework that I will have to do.
What are you most excited for as your time as president?
I'm excited to see how FFA members are serving their local communities and to see how my teammates can inspire others to continue serving.
What is your future plans after FFA and your time as president?
So I will be going to UW-Madison majoring in microbiology, and I'd like to work in ag research. So there you see a direct connection between a student's supervised agricultural experience and their career field, which is really what agricultural education and its three-component model of SAEs, FFA, and classroom set students up to do, is do something in the career field that they learned about through FFA.
Obviously, great love of FFA and great passion for it, but why is it so important to have FFA and ag education in our schools?
It's important because it allows to connect our students to the food that they are eating every day. I know the phrase that gets thrown a lot is every day you need a farmer three times a day, although you might just need a policeman or a doctor several times in your life. So it allows them to connect to agriculture, but then also see how they can become a part of the community, how they can get involved with FFA or FFA alumni, how they can donate to the foundation, how they can support their local agriculture educator.
Now, what's going to be your first activity now that you're president after this convention is now completed?
So my team and I will be heading toward base camp, which is the first week National FFA provides training for us so that we start to develop our own leadership skills and learn a little bit about the workshops and speech aspect of state officers so that we're prepared to hit the ground running the next week when we get to WAE, which is the Wisconsin Association of Agricultural Educators Convention.
And if people wanted more information about FFA and follow you guys on your journey, where could they do that?
So you can find us at www.wisconsinffa.org. We have blogs that are posted on the almost twice a week. And then we also have sectional Facebook pages. So each section in Wisconsin has a Facebook page, along with Wisconsin Association of FFA has a Facebook page, Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. So you can follow along on any of those.
That's Amelia Hayden, the 2018 to 2019 state FFA president. She has some big goals set for her year as president, as she hopes to increase membership and connect more FFA members with industry leaders through the alumni FFA affiliate program. As you can see, she's ready to hit the ground running, and we're excited to see all she does in her year. For the Wisconsin Farm Report, I'm Farm Assistant Jenna Lee.